Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
83 years ago this week, two explosions tore through the number 2 mine at Castle Gate in Carbon County, killing all 171 workers in the mine. One rescue worker also died after breathing in carbon monoxide fumes while trying to find survivors. According to later reports, a miner's open flame headlamp caused the explosions by igniting either coal dust or methane gas. The destructive force of the blast left gruesome sights scattered around the mine. Many of the dead miners had been decapitated or shredded by the impact of the explosions. According to historian Nancy Taniguchi, one rescue worker even recalled finding a bloated body expelling gas from its mouth as he worked his way through the damaged mine. The Castlegate disaster had a tremendous impact on the communities of Carbon County. The county's mining workforce had always been an ethnic and national fusion. Greeks, Japanese, Italians, South Slavs, English, Belgians, Scots, and Americans, both black and white, died side by side in the tragedy. But nationality and ethnicity seemed to matter very little in the aftermath of the disaster. The loss of life was mourned by the entire county as people from Helper, Price, Spring Glen, and Kenilworth closed businesses, churches, and other public meeting places in honor of the dead. In the weeks that followed the tragedy, they and other Utahns also opened their pocketbooks, eventually collecting and distributing, through one of the state's first social workers, more than $100,000 to the families left destitute by the catastrophe. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.